somewhere.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. Did we ever get the intro fixed?
Yeah, I won't have time today, but okay. Next episode.
Nice. Anyway, it's a first today for Casuals versus Critics.
I'm not stoned.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what? Two firsts.
Whoa.
Trev's not stoned. Greg's not stoned. You stoned? Kevin is.
Oh.
Drew always is.
Yeah.
I haven't smoked in almost a
year. I have things to do later that just need to be.
Other than that, we're doing our first animated movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably never going to do this again.
Unless it's like a good one.
Like an adult anime?
Yeah.
Like
I like some animated movies.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do some Disney movies.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
Some highly
acclaimed. Maybe a Toy Story comes out.
Ferdinand.
Well,
Ferdinand.
We're doing Puss in Boots.
The Last Wish.
The Last Wish. Directed by Joel Crawford, who only directed The Croods, The New Age. So the sequel to Croods.
Oh, not even the good one?
Is that why it turned down after the movie ended for me?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
It did it for me, too.
Nice.
I woke up to The Croods.
I've actually seen that.
I've seen the first part of the first one.
Yeah. I love the first one.
I have no idea.
It's fucking entertaining.
It's got Antonio Banderas, Selma Hayek, Harvey Guillen, and Trev's favorite, Florence Pugh.
Florence Pugh.
As Goldilocks. John Mulaney, comedian. He's the one that played, Little Jack Horner or whatever the fuck?
Big Jack Horner.
Sorry. I changed it because he's big. He's not a child.
He's not a child anymore.
Had $90 million budget, made almost $500
million. Damn. Wow.
And it went almost straight to Peacock, didn't it, too? Peacock, it normally has to be out for like...
It was like 3 months.
Yeah, it's got to be out for like 30, 45 days in order for Peacock.
It made more than Black Adam.
It came out in 2022. So.
Yeah. It doesn't surprise me. Yeah, it
came out December 21st.
Okay, so not Christmas too long ago.
Before Christmas.
Probably just a bunch of parents taking their kids out for the movies on Christmas or around Christmas time.
Yeah.
Just made a shit ton of money.
Yeah, winter break, they don't want to deal with their kids fucking destroying the house. So
we're going out.
Executive producer Guillermo del Toro.
Nice. What Guillermo. Isn't this man doing? He's got like 3 things on Netflix right now.
He just
now,
won too. The Oscar for Pinocchio.
Yeah.
Best animated.
I want to see that movie. Cabinet of Curiosities that he does. It's like a series.
I've watched a few of them. They're pretty good.
All right, good.
So, yeah. Puss in Boots. I like the animation. That's really the only thing I really liked about it.
It was almost...
The animation's always good in these movies, to be
it
honest.
It looked like the Into the Spider-Verse animation type thing.
Yeah.
Like that, the shading almost, how it's like spotted and all that. I mean, it was interesting. I only saw 15 minutes of this movie, so I'm not going to be able to...
Well, it goes by much. Like... Yeah, I don't know. Obviously, I don't know the correct terminology, but it's almost like it goes with that smooth, like modern kind of animated look.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then it goes to like the kind of like the stop by stop, like cam by cam.
Yeah.
It kind of changed between those two, and I kind of liked it.
That would trip me out because I'm always high when I'm watching.
Yeah, I'm not thinking of the right word. I did one of it in a class in MCC too.
It almost looks like water fucking colors, but with like shadowing in it.
Yeah. Almost like a comic book feel.
Yeah.
At some points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good observation.
Yeah.
I agree.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Like very little detail in the background, super detailed in the foreground.
Hell yeah.
That's all it was. Pulled the focus to the puss.
And it was always when puss was in the air too.
Yeah.
Sword straight out.
Yeah, you know, going for the kill moves, shot. Doing cartwheels and then cartwheels. Just pointing his sword out.
Like a fucking what the hell is that? Fucking fencing.
Fencing, yes.
You know what's crazy? Antonio Banderas, the voice actor for Puss in Boots,
also played Zorro.
Yeah.
Two characters with blades.
He also plays El Mariachi.
Yep.
Mm.
In some of the greatest movies of all time.
A Desperado.
And Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Yep. Yeah. So it's like, no matter what, he's got to have a sword. So if I'm going to do a voice acting job, this can't just be a cat who has paws and feet. No. You got to give him a sword.
And boots.
Yeah. Boots.
And a hat.
He looks like a swashbuckling buccaneer.
Poor Boots. No, poor Puss fucking loses his sword, though.
He does,
early,
yeah.
Early in the movie.
He didn't lose it. He ran away from it.
Yeah, he did.
Like a puss E.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
Wolf was nice enough to pick it up for him.
Yeah, he kept it for him. Yeah,
he had his own blade.
Safekeeping.
He's just like, pick it up.
Pick it up.
I fucking dare you.
Pick it up, bitch.
Nah, what really annoyed me about this movie is like he only had like two lines. I'm Puss in Boots. And then fear me if you dare.
Yeah, I remember that's him all he really said. From whichever Shrek he was in. But like, I specifically remember being like, I kind of fucking hate this character. But I guess enough people liked it to make a fucking two movies out of it.
Hey, if you had a cat, would you not want your cat to fight?
I hate cats.
I would never have a cat.
Yeah.
I want to set up snare traps for the cats that run in my yard.
Oh my goodness. Oh, shout out to all the cat lovers.
Cats do suck. Kittens are badass, though.
Yeah, I like it.
I could have a kitten.
What's wrong with a cat?
And it won't grow.
What's wrong with a cat?
I'm allergic to them. I just hate them. I hate when they make me sneeze.
That's annoying as shit. I'll just slap you for no reason.
That's true, too. Yeah.
That's part true.
And they shit in fucking boxes. Like, shit outside. Like, those shit wherever you fucking
want. Well, according to Puss in Boots, they could stand there. Just dong out, just pissing in a toilet.
Yeah, I saw that part where the lady like sprayed him with the fucking spray bottle, and then he like
he's trying to cook himself a nice.
Yeah, he's just a cooking seasoned chicken or whatever the fuck.
And I'm glad you said that because that's what Mr. Jinx did in Meet the Parents.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
pissing in the toilet. Oh, yeah. And then flush.
Oh man,
doesn't have opposable thumbs, Rick.
So there's two bad guys in this? Or three?
Two. The weird looking fucking baker, whatever his name was.
Big Jack Horner.
Oh my god, that was the weirdest fucking guy.
Everyone was just like set on him not getting the wish because he's a psycho.
Yeah.
I did laugh at the fact when he was like grinding his weapons, he was like, get the baker's dozen.
Yeah.
It's like, that's the dumbest fucking one ever.
How does one guy
assemble the baker's dozen?
Yeah. Fit everything into a freaking suitcase.
Like, right.
You know how much room is in?
Oh, yeah. It's like.
He just let them all die to fucking roses. Dude.
Just had such a big body and such a small fucking head. Like a baby face.
Well, little Jack Horner from the nursery rhyme turned into Big Jack Horner.
Is that from the nursery rhyme? Yeah. I don't even know.
Right. Now Big Jack Horner.
That makes sense.
I think the nursery rhyme, he just sticks his thumb in pies and shit. Yeah. I don't really remember it, but he does stick
fucking
his thumb in pies.
That's why
he, like, did it in the movie.
Dipping stuff in there and just...
That was the opening scene for Big Jack Horner. Yeah. Fucking thumb pie.
Yeah.
So I thought he was going to say, thumb, puss in boots, butthole.
That'd be way too big of a thumb.
Yeah.
Why, was it like a monstrosity?
Yeah. It was huge, yeah. Oh.
Tight fit.
Gape. Rip.
So tight, daddy.
Cat Pernie.
Cat, you see fur everywhere.
Well, then there's the wolf.
Death, yeah.
Badass wolf.
Probably one of the coldest fucking animated, like, villains I've ever seen in a movie.
Yeah. Yeah, he just...
And then Goldilocks.
Dude, the whistle. Are you kidding me?
That was very...
The hair on my arm stood up, too.
That was very Negan-esque. In Walking Dead, Negan always whistles when he's like coming around.
Yeah.
And did like his little...
Everyone's
fucking
Negan.
Sickles.
Yeah.
The whistle did sound way too close to the Hunger Games whistle, though. Not gonna lie.
Oh,
the like... Yeah.
Yeah, the Mockingjay.
I'm not gonna whistle in this mic for your guys' sake, for listeners' sake.
Do it.
I don't know how to whistle.
Do it.
Huh?
Do it now.
Now.
I'll whistle.
Wait, no one else whistle?
No.
I literally, when I'm bored all the time, I will practice, and I've been doing it for like 10 years. It just doesn't work. Like, if I'm walking around work and I'm just bored, it just doesn't come out.
I whistle all the time at work, and I'm pretty sure, like, Larry hates it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's fucking loud.
When I whistle, I whistle like my 4-year-old. She goes, 3, 2, 1. And she just makes that noise and puts her finger.
That's what you gotta
do. Oh, yeah. Goldilocks and the Three Bears crime family. I think that's what they were called, right?
Yeah.
Oh, there was
the crime family.
Mafioso type thing?
Yeah, they were mafioso fucking.
Were they Russian?
British.
Since it was. Oh, it was Florence Pugh.
Definitely British.
Yeah. Florence Pugh is British.
She's British? I thought she was fucking...
Oh, no. This is like the... I was telling Danae, this is like the first time you get to actually hear her like, actual accent.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I haven't heard of her.
No voice modification at all.
Social medias.
No American accent. No nothing.
And you know what? Their relationship, that was insane. Like, with the, like, when the real feelings came out, it was like, so that's how you really feel about me. Like, wow. It touches on family and how, you know, family treats each other.
Yeah.
Regardless if someone adopts you or you're actually a part of the bloodline family, but it's like it really touches on that, and then like the anxiety parts when Puss in Boots was like losing his character, forgetting about who he was, and you saw that scene where I think it was the dog, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like put his
Perrito.
Yeah, there you go.
Perrito.
Burrito?
Yep. Pretty sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they call him at the end. Really, it's just perro. Dog.
Ah.
And I love the animation.
Dog in Spanish.
On this movie. This is like
because I heard perfectly gato done. At one point.
That's cat.
I know.
They kept calling him cat.
I know cat's got gato. I've seen the rundown.
Seen the rundown?
Great movie, by the way.
And I've worked in restaurants in the kitchen, so I know a decent amount of Spanish.
It's whoa, what? Mexicans like being cooks.
70% of the restaurant industry are Hispanics.
Well, you know, they're damn good at it.
Golden Rolls in fucking Woodstock has Mexicans making sushi.
No wonder.
Interesting.
It's terrible.
It is god-awful sushi. Yeah.
You know what I noticed? Some of the shittiest Mexican restaurants, like the dirtiest looking ones, are always the best tasting ones, like the one next to Romanesco's, the one that gave us food poisoning. But they already had such good tacos.
Best tasting, fucking shit your brain out.
Oh, yeah.
That's horrible.
It is, but it's so good. I ate it again after. A few times, actually.
So the whole premise of the movie is what? He dies?
Yeah, he's on his last life.
The bell falls on him in the
after he's fighting the giant Groot monster thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool scene. Pretty cool fight scene.
Yeah, had a couple good fight scenes in this one.
What's like up with all the splinters?
Yeah, he's always like sticking his fucking sword in the
in people's fingers,
people's fingernails.
Didn't you say the splinter move? Some shit like that.
Yeah, the something splinter.
So dumb.
Like a
he did it twice too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, him and Kenny do it at the end too.
Jack, fucking stupid. Big Jack?
Yeah, it's a big Jack.
Big Jack.
So dumb. And the doctor tells him that he needs to like
retire.
Enjoy life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stupid.
I think his biggest issue was being the legend, the hero that everyone loves, and people chanting his name. He wanted that attention more than anything else in the freaking world.
Well, yeah, that's what Kitty hints at, too. That's his true love.
Yeah, because
he's so legendary. Why does he always have to say, I'm Puss in Boots? Everybody already know.
That's his one-liner.
Well, he doesn't have his outfit anymore.
Well, didn't
right?
someone say, who's that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then at the end, I think when he was having like the flashbacks or some shit, a flashback to him like in the forest by himself, fucking eating by himself and shit, so kind of why he retired. Because he was just being a lonely pussy.
I mean, everyone's out there, you know, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's their line or their. Yeah. I'm such and such.
Catchphrase.
Coming to kick your ass.
And he's Pussy Boots.
He's Pussy Boots.
Yeah.
Don't have to say it 50 times in a movie, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's like the SNL skits. Ah, yes, Antonio Banderas.
Yeah. Welcome to the Antonio Banderas. Ah, yes, show. Dumb.
And then loses a fight with a wolf for the first time. This demon red-eyed wolf with
gets
freaking blades that bend in half and spins them at, like, what, 90 miles per hour? And they just blade the ground and sparks flying.
This shit's fucking...
It's badass.
That was badass. Yeah. And Puss gets his ass whooped in that bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't compete with an entity. Supernatural entities.
Yeah. And, like, I mean, when he went away, like, getting scared of, like, the first fight, it kind of brought me back to, like, Fatal Fury. Or just that one, or like a Rocky film, where you face someone who's better than you, they get the best of you, then you go away, and then you have to go find yourself again, like, figure it out.
Yeah.
Kind of like Ronda Rousey when she lost to Holly Holm.
Well, then she got her ass kicked again.
She did not want to fight anymore.
Now she does wrestling.
Yeah.
What a life.
She's actually pretty badass at WWE, but
she
got Rowdy Ronda Rowsey.
Yeah, she's stealing dude, she's Rowdy fucking diapers. Rowdy
too. You forget she's fucking yoked. Definitely on some testosterone for sure.
Yeah, I'd beat the shit.
She's got a disgusting
body. She would crush your head like a melon with her legs.
I'd beat the shit out of her. Yeah. Equal rights, equal laps. Let's go.
That's what Shane at work says all the time.
Equal rights, equal left.
I think all women should have equal rights and lefts.
Equal rights.
Body shot, body shot, uppercut. It's true.
I like the whole one, but swimming through a river of shit to get free from the wolf in the beginning, though.
The wet pussy.
Yeah.
The what?
I had to say it at least once. What? What pussy? The wet pussy.
Cats smell like shit when they're wet. That's another reason why I hate them.
I don't like Kitty Softpaws either. I don't like any of the characters except the little dog and the
Pedrito.
I'm just not familiar with these fucking people. Like, I didn't watch the first fucking movie. I don't think any of us did. I don't really understand what was happening. I don't think I had to.
They kind of used Kitty to, like, for Puss's, like, journey at redemption. You know, because ultimately the story is about him not needing 9 extra lives.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So yeah,
just retire.
They kind of use her as a form of, like, yeah, redemption.
So we're not getting a third movie, hopefully?
Yeah, probably not.
Awesome.
Well, there you go. I heard this, yeah. I think this takes place right before Shrek 1.
And I do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No. If I can correct you.
Because you said we're going to go see some old friends, right?
At the end of it.
Yeah. Oh, so maybe it's Shrek 2.
No, the new Shrek is about to come out.
Yeah.
They're boom, about to bridge these stories
oh,
together.
Is it?
Got it.
Yeah, yeah, Shrek 4 or 5 is coming out.
I hope not.
I thought these were all like prequels to Shrek.
Yeah, Shrek makes millions of dollars.
That's what I know. It's just a money grab at this point.
Yeah,
money
because grab. I'm pretty sure Puss in Shrek is already down to his last life. He's still this like heroic cat still.
I think he
stopped.
I haven't seen that shit in a while.
Or maybe I'm wrong.
He stopped.
Maybe he even loses one of his lives in Shrek. I don't even know.
So no. He lost 8 of them already, so this last one, he was like,
well,
you know
they show a flashback to all the times he did.
Yeah, that's right. I don't think any of them were.
He was,
none of them
were. Well, he was baking with Gingy and, like, opened up the oven and burned to death.
Yeah, he had a lot of fatalities done to this guy, and he's like, you know what?
He did it.
I'm done all this heroic crap. I'm just going to live my one life.
There was a funny death I wish I remember.
Yeah, there was a pretty funny one.
It was
one.
A funny one.
I was probably nodding off at that point. Not going to lie. That's fucking...
It was like it was right when he died from the bell. He went to the doctor.
He went to the doctor. Yeah, they counted all his lives. Just all his deaths.
And then the doctor gives him, like, the information for the cat lady. Mm-hmm. Like, if you want a place to live... go here.
Here's orphan cat lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny as fuck when she's like, I have no cats here, and there's like 1,000 of them running around.
Or the paws like sticking out like from under in the side of the door, and he's just like, what the fuck? Or the dog with the cat like hat on.
I told y'all at the HOA, there's no cats here.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And then like, I guess him and Kitty Paws were supposed to be engaged to be married.
Yeah, he left her at the altar.
Left her at the altar.
Did he? I missed that entire
part. Just to find out that she didn't go either.
They left each other at the altar.
You're damn right.
Wow.
And she asked the perfect question. How could there be room for me in your life if it's just you and the crowd of people that you know, I can't fit in your life.
Yeah.
There's no room for me if everyone's loving you and everyone's around you. This is why you chase fame when you're young, and then when you get older, you settle down with that one person. And that's the way to... And that's basically what the movie was basically touching on. Like, if you look at, like, the John Cena's, the Ric Flair's, the guys that... The guys that made it, you know, the Will Smiths and all that stuff, they chase fame, they got what they wanted, then they settled down and had...
Slap someone in the face.
Right, yeah.
Will Smith.
Probably shouldn't have mentioned that guy. You know.
No, he's a legend.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. He's thinking about...
I was watching Bad
Boys. Did nobody make a wish?
No, they destroyed the map.
Yeah, stupid. The whole movie, someone needs to make a wish, and nobody
made it. No one made it. Fighting over a wish. Like, it's my wish. Like, no, I want this.
0.25.
I thought, like, the concept was pretty cool. Look at them. Everyone has, like, a different map.
Yeah.
And fucking kitties and pusses are just death. And then burritos is a nice little walk through the daisies and the roses.
He deserves it.
He does deserve Absolutely. It. It should have been burritos' fucking wish.
Mm-hmm. Probably would have turned into a cat.
Yeah, right? That probably would have.
I guess the fans are saying that the wolf was the best character in the entire movie.
Yeah.
Is what made the movie. Gotta have a villain.
Yep.
I would agree with that if the ending wasn't the way it was.
Death is everybody's villain.
That's true. Yeah.
How about that, listeners?
Deep.
Did you like it?
We're all gonna be
so deep.
We're all gonna shake his hand one day.
Hey, what do you want?
Unless we get that Neuralink on.
True.
Like what?
Then we'll never die.
Then we'll just be uploaded into computers.
Like that movie with the...
Put in AI. Johnny
we'll be Depp. A bunch of Karens from fucking SpongeBob.
Yep.
Oh, Transcendence?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking more like Lawnmower Man. That's what I'm going to be like.
Lawnmower Man.
Every time I hear Lawnmower Man, I think of that episode of Community. Fucking with the dean, he's got the virtual reality thing, and it's pretty much just a computer, and he's like climbing shit, deleting files and stuff.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Yeah, I'm watching it right now when I go to sleep, and I probably missed it.
No, it's on like season 6. It's like when all the scrubs are in there.
Ah. All the scrubs.
Yeah.
You mean like the third and second string, fourth string?
Yeah. Way past Chevy Chase and everyone else.
Good old Chevy Chase.
Apparently he's racist.
Oh.
Well, who would have thought? Oh.
Did not know that.
Wait.
No, a 70-something-year-old white man said
something? Source? Childish Gambino.
Yeah.
Oh.
But, I mean, it came out like Childish 10 years Gambino. Ago that he was like racist to Donald Glover.
Did
but it just resurfaced again. Like, Donald Glover says Chevy Chase is racist.
Because they were supposed to, they're making a movie.
I respect Donald Glover's opinion. 6 seasons in
a
movie.
It's a thing. Finally.
Wonder what
I like Childish Gambino.
Donald?
Yeah, Danny. Yep.
Danny? I don't think that's his uncle.
They're not.
Danny Glover?
Crispin Glover, maybe.
Yeah.
Because Childish Gambino is half white.
Not a common last name.
No.
It's like fucking reviews. I hate this movie.
Oh. Well,
I know it scored pretty high on
it had like a 96 and a 94. No, I'm gonna
let people know that is wrong.
Who is your favorite fearless hero?
And when he grabs the hat and then gives you those eyes to get whatever he wants.
Oh yeah.
So there's like the aggressive side of him, and there's the, you know, help me. I'm
I liked when the dog tried to do it. He's like,
haven't heard you.
I feel like that would be me too if I was just like,
I can't really do it, but I'm trying.
Finally does it to Big Jack Horner.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Does it work?
All right. So the tomato meter, it is certified fresh at 95%. Audience score is 94%. I'm going to read some audience.
Oops.
Grandma J, grandsons absolutely loved it. That's right, all she put.
What?
Grandma J, grandsons absolutely loved it. And she's verified.
Good job, Grandma.
All right, Grandma J.
Audience review.
That probably saved her.
Yeah, just started that
Those kids were probably fucking going nuts, and she just put on Puss in Boots and they shut the fuck up for 2 hours.
100%.
So, Douglas Davidson, Elements of Madness, riding the line between the silliness of the Shrek universe from which it came and something far more grim. Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, explores the value of appreciating where you are and what you have.
Aw. Yeah.
What's with all this in-depth shit?
I will say this about the Shrek movies. They do add a lot of adult humor to it to keep in adults like that have to sit through it in the theaters, like, engaged.
Yeah, like you're...
For the kids.
Talking about when the dog was going off on the bears and it's just the beeps.
Getting censored.
Yeah. For like a minute straight. That was fucking
They're all hilarious. Roasting each
the
other.
The dog was like censored a few times in the movie, I think.
Clarice Loughry from Independent, UK. She's a top critic. The Last Wish offers something different and unexpected. Puss has grown up with his audience.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of this. A lot of these are like that.
See, but not really, though. They didn't really do anything to indicate Puss growing up.
No, he just sailed away and
I think decided not to. Said the that whole because movie, he
needs this fucking wish, and then out of nowhere, just comes this realization. That he loves kitty soft paws and that he doesn't need nine more lives.
Yeah.
What?
You can only be a hero.
No, you need a build up to that.
Well, the build up was him saving the community alive.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
A lot of heroic moments. He's a hero, a national hero.
Yeah. 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
And he just changes his whole views.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Emily Breen from Hey You Guys. Puss in Boots, Puss in Boots, The Last Wish is a heartfelt adventure caper that tackles anxiety with surprising empathy and wit. A few cast members should have been lost in the woods, but overall, this one's a winner.
Yes, it is.
Is there any bad ones?
Yeah, I'm about to get to those right about now.
Anxiety. Oh, because he was having panic attacks?
Yeah.
I feel that.
Fear of death.
Yeah.
Fear of death.
Yeah.
Didn't want to die at all.
Yeah, we're just like longer. Thinking about death, and they're just like, fuck.
Unfortunately, all the time.
I do not.
Intrusive thoughts.
Peter Bradshaw from The Guardian.
I've heard that guy's name.
Yeah.
Wasn't he in the Tribune?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Peter Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Or Rolling Stone or some shit. Idiot.
How bland and forgettable this film is without in the smallest way harnessing the real performing power of Banderas, Coleman, Pugh, Winstone.
Only Pugh.
Et al.
Pugh.
Okay. I don't know what the fuck that last part said. It's E T A L.
Florence Pugh has pubes.
Probably not. Hopefully not.
I don't know. Goldie and the Bears had quite a role.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A pretty big role.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. From the beginning.
So I don't know what he's getting at there.
Yeah, Peter Bradshaw has... this guy's been around for decades. I remember his name all the time.
He botches it.
They would put it up on the fucking, like, screen during, like, little commercials and shit. Peter Bradshaw gave it a 4 out of 5. This shit. And now he's working for The Guardian.
Charles Solomon from Film Week. They borrow rather shamelessly from Spider-Verse, but to no great effect.
There you go, Greg.
Greg, Spider-Verse.
Yeah. Saw it. Only because when we saw the previews for the second one, I was just like, that kind of looks like Puss in Boots. Yeah, and too many people dick read this movie, so there's not really that many bad reviews at all.
Kids loved it, the parents loved it. That's how it goes.
Peter Bradshaw hated it.
May Abdelbaki Bukaki from Screen Rant. This film allows Puss in Boots to shine, but far too many characters and lack of heart prevent The Last Wish from reaching its full potential.
True.
2.5 out of 5.
That is true.
Hmm.
I'll give it to her. I feel that way. It was rushed.
Very much.
Yeah, they could have had a better, like, Jack Horner was a stupid character.
Unnecessary.
You have so many fairy tale characters that could have, like, wished for something.
Yeah.
Other than making me laugh once when you, like, get the baker's dozen. It's just fucking stupid.
Was there actually 13, or?
I didn't count.
What was the baker's dozen?
His weapons.
Like, oh.
What? No, it was the 12 fucking chef. It was 13 bakers
that were
army.
Like I said, you got them all fucking destroyed by the roses. So
yeah, again, was not enough. Our reviews. Our rating.
I'll start. 0.5.
Wow.
I didn't watch it. So
I mean, the only thing that I liked about it was the animation.
I'll give it a 2.8.
2.8.
Mm. I was definitely thinking a little bit more generous than that. 3.2.
2.2? 64?
Anyway. Yeah. It's only because it's
10.
This is Pixar, right?
DreamWorks.
Illumination or whatever the fuck.
Distributed by Universal Pictures.
Yeah, it was rushed. Nothing too
bad. Yeah. I mean, I thought it was good enough.
Yeah.
Animation was
great.
The villain, the wolf.
Yep.
But yeah, as far as like the dialogue and the story goes,
it didn't live up to that dream.
A little bit lacking.
Yeah.
Ending, very underwhelming to me.
Mm-hmm. So 3.2?
Yeah.
So when we first got introduced to Shrek, it was just Shrek. Shrek and Donkey. Then we found out, you know, the Princess Fiona, Lord Farquaad, and then Puss in Boots. So right there, that's the main character out of all of this that's going on. Shrek. He's the main reason for all of this. The other characters are going to get their spinoffs.
Yeah.
Probably each and every one of them. There may be a Donkey special coming soon, too. He has his own movie. I don't know.
Hopefully it's a porn where he bangs out the dragon.
And it makes waffles in the morning.
Yeah. Rated NC-17 for Donkey Dick.
That is definitely out there already. Some weirdo already made that.
100% on Pornhub.
Yeah, you can go and look that up and watch it for sure.
Oh, wow. You think she's got a blushing pink puss? Probably not.
A blushing pink puss.
My goodness. Good morning, Vietnam. So, like, Puss in Boots spinoff, for his short stories, and then getting back into the new wave of Shrek, the main character, I'm going to go with a 5 out of 5 on this one, because, and just this one, there were other Puss in Boots movies, but this one, as with Greg brought up the anxiety and the panic attacks, and him being a hero, and then wanting to, because, like, I guess that the ending was, like, instead of making a wish to have a good life, enjoy what you have, or just appreciate what you already have already, you don't need a wish. You can just enjoy what you have. And I think that was like the main gem out of the entire movie. And you can't be a superstar all your life, basically. You gotta settle down and find someone that cares for you and then move on with the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Or just live in that predicament or that shadow for the rest of your life. And there's no win-win for that, because you're always going to be by yourself. You have a party as a famous person. All of those people leave, and it's just you.
True.
Very true. That's why they say fame is lonely.
Enjoy the family life.
Yeah.
So you really like the message in this movie, huh?
I like the message. The kids probably won't understand it. The younger ones.
Yeah.
Like the youth, they probably won't understand it, but as they get older and watch it again, it's like, oh, snap. I didn't realize that part was in it. So they're going to be more surprised when they see this for the second, third, fourth, fifth time. As they get older, they're going to figure out there's more to the movie, which is going to make it that more fantastic for the younger generation. And Selma Hayek and Antonio Banderas, everyone else, they did a really good job. I mean, I wasn't expecting the plot twist and the messages in this movie at all. I was just expecting a regular freaking cat movie. with swords and big boots and big hats and shit.
Yeah.
Running around and grabbing things that are like 50,000 times its size. You know, a cat can't carry a dumbbell and throw it across the room. It's impossible. But
knocking a cup over on the table. Yeah. Asshole. Yeah. Something like
that. I think that's always been a concept behind Puss in Boots too, right? It's like he comes off as this fucking ego cat that thinks he has it all. But really that message to kids is they make it quite clear and apparent that like you have to be humble at some point. And Puss in Boots is very arrogant, and it literally shows kids kind of how not to act, pretty much.
Yeah, keep your machismo in check, Puss in Boots.
Yeah, but still, like, he's a cat, like you're saying, and he's doing these unbelievable things. So, just like these kids could do unbelievable things.
Some of you won't. That's just the fucking truth of it. Some of you are gonna
be a perrito.
Yeah, or you're gonna
1% of people.
You know what?
That's sucking dick for something.
Play your role.
Not everyone can win.
And you know what? Brito loved his life too.
Yeah,
because he was just with his friends.
There you go. There you go.
You think your dreams are gonna come true? They're fucking not.
You're all gonna be miserable. It's all lonely.
You're a slave to work and time and inflation, right?
You see how Brito lives life? That's how you gotta live life.
You're all gonna get killed by the wolf eventually.
Yeah. Mommy, no.
Oh, coffee cough. Yeah. Obligatory social media.
No, mandatory.
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 Go on our Instagram and Twitter. Never TikTok. Follow the podcast.
Yeah.
If you want.
No, do it.
No, if you listen, hit the follow button, damn it.
Yeah, hit that follow button.
Yeah, it takes fucking like a millisecond of your life.
Yeah, not even. Boop. Yeah, you're. Don't turn on your fucking
automatic
phone.
Downloads. That shit's annoying.
Very much so.
It's fine. But follow.
Just. Couldn't what wait 10 seconds. Yeah, what's wrong with your asshole?
Yeah. What did you eat?
Can't even get through tacos? 30
minutes. Tacos? El Paso tacos.
Fucking fart before, fart during. Nice.
Hold it. I was afraid.
Yeah, follow it.
Sounded nice and tight, though.
Leave a review.
It's the way I'm positioned. It's like when you pull on the balloon at the end, it's like. Rah!
Congrats.
Anal kegels are working.
Good for you. Good for you. Your tight butthole.
Those are the less scary ones, anyways.
Yeah.
But yeah, socials, follow that like button.
Oh, God, Greg. Yeah.
And watch Puss in Boots. Yeah.
Or don't.
Or don't.
Yeah, you won't miss anything.
I mean, if you want to fall asleep, do it.
If you have kids, throw it on, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
And then just walk away.
My kids stopped watching it after 15 minutes as well. So.
Well, it didn't
she's
capture
like,
the
no.
attention
she's
of kids.
Like, no, I want to watch Shrek. I'm like, well, we've watched Shrek 50 fucking times in the past like 4 months. Let's not.
Let's not.
That's your life soon.
Thank you.